Welcome to the WP Minute, brought to you by the WP Minute. Andrew Palmer has got some thoughts on WordCamp Europe. He's recovering from COVID, and yes, it's me, Andrew Palmer, speaking. But if you want to support the WP Minute, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/MattReport, and they're also looking for a sponsor for just about everything. So go to buymeacoffee.com/MattReport, and hopefully you'll enjoy the following podcast from me. Hello there, it's Andrew Palmer from Bertha.ai and WPPluginsPlus.com. I'm going to talk to you about how I felt about WordCamp Europe. As I returned to a sort of normality after WordCamp Europe, I thought I'd share, well, my thoughts on how it went. For me, it was full of joy meeting up with my good friends and colleagues, staying in an Airbnb together, and of course attending many, many parties. And of course, attending as many speaking engagements as I could. Not for me, but for the speakers. From the first day attending Porto to the last, the social scene was, of course, a highlight. It always is. The sponsors really dig deep in their pockets, not only to support WordCamp Europe, but also to obviously highlight what they're doing. The speakers who gave of their time, and hundreds of volunteers, the thousands of attendees, and the venue were, to put it mildly, really quite astounding. I met up with people I follow on Twitter, like Matt Cromwell, people in the WP Minute Discord, like Raquel, our erstwhile community lead, and needless to say, the guys from Extendify, Pagely, the boat people, as I like to call them, they put on a great boat party, and everyone else, including Nathan Wrigley, who kindly invited me to be interviewed on the WP Tavern jukebox. All of them were a delight. If I've not mentioned you, it's because there were many, many of you that I loved meeting and talking WordPress. WCEU, or WordCamp Europe, Porto, received some criticism early on about diversity of speakers, attendees, and a few other things. After the event, WCEU also received criticism of the COVID mask policy not being enforced. As a victim of COVID and a witness to the diverse community that attended and spoke, I would rather celebrate the successes of WCEU, the phenomenal effort made by the organisers, the volunteers and the attendees. Of course, special mention has to go to Stephanie Hudson, Bertha AI CMO, and that's not Chief Medical Officer, and my co-founder of Bertha, Vito Peleg, who made sure that I stayed alive, packed my bags and made sure I was safely quarantined in the great seaside hotel. My last thoughts are, simply put, well done, WCEU Porto team. Well done. Now, on to recovering from the after effects of WCEU and COVID and getting on with continuing to develop and market my WordPress plugins. As a supporter of WordPress and the community, I wish you all a great day.